This week's newsletter announces the availability of a workbook dedicated to provable cryptography. Also included are our regular sections with links to new releases and release candidates, plus descriptions of notable changes to popular Bitcoin infrastructure software. News: Provable Cryptography Workbook. Jonas Nick posted to Delving Bitcoin to announce a short workbook he created for a 4-day event to teach developers the basics of provable cryptography, consisting of cryptographic definitions, propositions, proofs, and exercises. The workbook is available as a PDF with freely licensed source. Releases and release candidates. New releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. Bitcoin Core 20.9. 1 is the release of a maintenance version of the predominant full node software. Eclair V0. 13. 0 is the release of this LN node implementation. EDES release contains a lot of refactoring, an initial implementation of Taproot channels, improvements to splicing based on recent specification updates, and better Bolt 12 support. The Taproot channels and splicing features are still being fully specified, so they should not be used by regular users. The release notes also warn, this is the last release of Eclair where channels that don't use Anchor outputs will be supported. If you have channels that don't use Anchor outputs, you should close them. Bitcoin Core 30.0RC1 is a release candidate for the next major version of this full verification node software. Notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsec 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, BIPs, Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binanas. Bitcoin Core 30,469 updates the types of the mTotal provout spent amount, mTotal new out, puts X Coinbase amount, and mTotal Coinbase amount values from C amount 60, 4 bit to Arith Uint 250, 62, 150, 6 bit, to prevent a value overflow bug that has already been observed on the default signet. The new version of the CoinStats index is stored in slash indexes, slash CoinStats index slash, and an upgraded node will need to sync from scratch to rebuild the index. The old version is kept for downgrade protection, but may be removed in a future update. Eclair 3163 adds a test vector to ensure that a payee's public key can be recovered from a Bolt 11 invoice with a high S signature, in addition to already allowing low S signatures. This aligns with the behavior of Libsec 250, 6K1, and the proposed Bolts 1,284. Eclair 2,308 introduces a new user pass trade to option that when set to true default false, uses a probabilistic approach based on past payment attempt history to improve pathfinding. This replaces a prior method that assumed uniformity in channel balances. Eclair 3020.1 allows the non-initiator of a dual-funded channel to RBF the funding transaction, which is already allowed in splicing transactions. However, an exception applies to liquidity advertisement purchase transactions. This has been proposed in Bolts 1,236. Eclair 3140.2 adds a new max closing fee rate sat byte parameter to the Forcer Close API endpoint that overrides the global fee rate configuration for non-urgent force close transactions on a per-channel basis. The global setting max closing fee rate was introduced in Eclair 3097. LDK 4053 introduces zero-fee commitment channels by replacing the two anchor outputs with one shared pay-to-anchor P2A output, capped at a value of 240 sats. Additionally, it switches HDLC signatures in zero-fee commitment channels to SIASH single Enion Kanpei and bumps HDLC transactions to version 3. Asterisk LDK 3,886 extends channel re-establish for splicing with two funding locked TZ till V, what a node last sent and received, so that peers can reconcile the active funding transaction upon reconnecting. Additionally, it streamlines the reconnection process by resending commitment signed before TX signatures, handling implicit splice locked, adopting next funding, and requesting announcement signatures as needed. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin Optech recap on Riverside FM at 16:30 6:30 UTC on September 16. The discussion is also recorded and will be available from our podcast's page.